Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday. What a day, huh?
Oh, beautiful day.
Just gorgeous. It's pretty gorgeous in here as well.
It's sunny. Well, you know.
I'm liking the hair.
You get the four of us together.
I know you don't want to keep the hair,
no,
but it's looking
gone tomorrow
good.
Morning.
Ah!
Bully cut will be back tomorrow.
Just get a perm, man.
Nah,
get
dude.
A perm.
A perm?
An old school lilt perm.
What does that mean?
It's Lilt was the brand of perm.
Oh, it's the brand, yeah.
Like the kind with the rollers.
I don't need a perm. I got actual like wavy curly stuff.
See, just keep bragging.
I hate that stuff. No, I hate it. It's too much work.
What would your choice be if you could have your own?
I mean, it'd be kind of cool if it would be straight. So it wouldn't just do what it wants. It would actually go where it's supposed to. As it is now, it just does what it wants unless I just put like a pile of the hair glue. That's what I use. Because if I use anything other than hair glue, it doesn't work, and I look like a dandelion. It goes, poof.
What is the work?
It's just the 3 minutes that the 3 minutes that it takes to actually use a brush,
yeah.
And then use all that spike glue,
okay,
and then you know, kind of form it into something that doesn't look ridiculous. And I don't think it looks bad. I'm not worried about that. I hate doing anything. I don't want to do anything.
Isn't it funny how everyone's life is so different? And you don't appreciate the things that you do have.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
I'm not crazy about looking the way I look, but man, it's easy.
See, you get it.
Yeah, it's
you
real
get
easy.
It. I've lived with easy for so long that anything more than just, you know, like a little pea-sized thing of spike glue right there in the front. That's it. That's all I need. It's gone. Until the last month, I haven't used a brush in 10 years.
Jake says, I can tell Dave's getting mad at Kevin complaining about his hair.
Not really complaining. I just don't like it this way because I don't want to do the work.
Yeah.
It looks fine. I don't have a problem
with
it.
What's interesting is what you loathe is what I wish I had, which is options.
Oh, I don't really have any options. My hair does what it wants. Like, it won't go anywhere I want it to. It won't do anything. It won't stay anywhere. It'll be poofy at the end of the day. It'll be weird. You should see. I showed you the picture. What looks like when I wake up. I look like a dandelion. I look like the white dandelion that's
you
got all
like
the fuzzy
the guy
stuff.
From Ancient Aliens.
I look like Giorgio. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. It's funny because you're right. Because whenever I've run into people, here's my wife has really straight hair. My daughter has really straight hair. Other people in the family have it, and they're like, "Oh, you're so lucky to have the waves." I'm like, "No, I'm not," because it won't do what you want it to. Your hair will do what you want it to do, and if you want it to be curly, you can make it curly.
He's been talking about his hair for a really long time.
Well, yeah. You keep asking him questions.
You brought it
fair.
Up, man. You know
to
me.
Be fair.
Bring up the subject. I got a lot.
No, you're right. You're right. Gosh, I don't want to talk about anything bad because it's such a beautiful day.
Yeah?
I mean, I don't have like bad, morose things on my notebook, but you know.
Let's talk about how gorgeous it is outside.
That's how we got on the hair thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all about the gorgeous.
Can't do that again. Yeah.
Talk about how the beautiful sun was going to melt the hair glue.
Now, that guy's got the hair, Andrew.
Yeah.
He does have great hair.
He does. And skin.
I don't put hair glue in. Should I put hair glue in?
I don't know. You don't seem to need it. Your hair seems to do what you want it to.
It does tend to, it is moldable. It will kind of just stay wherever I put it, which feels bad. It feels like, I feel like that's not a good quality for hair to have.
No.
You know, the only person that's not talked ad nauseum about their hair is the girl. So
yeah.
I actually did my hair differently today, and I don't like it, and I wish I could go home and fix it.
Mm.
It's not my favorite.
Can you fix it here?
No, because what I did was my hair was just wet this morning, so I put a little of my own version of the got-to-be spike hair glue in it, and then I put on this headband, and now my hair is finally dried, but in the shape of the headband, so if I take it down, I have this big bump in my hair.
Oh, yeah, I have that for my headphones every day.
What if you just take a shower, towel off, and head out?
It looks like this, but not in a headband.
Ah.
Like, this is just... It has a little bit of product in it, but it kind of didn't work.
Gotcha.
My hair overcame it. I think Wheels and I probably have similar hair in that, like, mine's a little wavy. It's coarse. It's thick. It does not do what I want it to do. My hair is straight all the time, as you'll see on the stream. I straighten it for those purposes. It has never been, like, naturally
straight.
Oh, so
you have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't have time for that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are women out there spending half an hour to make it look like yours does naturally, right? To look
maybe.
Curly and wavy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I used a ton
of
product.
She doesn't want to brag.
Did you?
I probably used more product than you guys do.
Yeah.
Back in the day. I went from Dippity Doo.
Yep, mm-hmm. I remember that.
To Brill Cream.
Oh.
Because my hair was very thin always and very fly away. You know,
you
like
keep
when
it,
you
keep it in freezing. Line, yeah.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. if you go to a city museum and you put your hand on the ball and it makes your hair, mine was just like that naturally.
I get that.
And then I went through my Aquanet stage when I was a rocker.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And you know the only thing, because men will pay a fortune to make their thinning hair look like it's thicker.
Yeah.
You know what worked for me? Dirt.
Really?
I found out, I discovered that when I played baseball and softball, that when I would go out afterwards, my hair felt and looked much thicker because it was full of dirt. And so what I would do, this will surprise no one, is when I would take my position at the opening. Now, you know, you have
routines,
little superstitions.
Yeah, yeah.
I would always pick up dirt and rub it across my chest, and then I'd just rub it through my hair because I didn't want people to go like, he's putting dirt in his hair.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wanted to put dirt in
my
hair.
You had a little distraction.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. You know, you just like to be dirty before the game starts,
exactly.
Get you in the right
don't
mindset.
Don't like to be clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the sweat kind of counteract the hair dirt?
It made like a little composite.
Like a paste.
It's
okay.
Like mud.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not mud, but you know what I mean? Like I've had that. It's
and then
in there.
I would
it gets
wash
in there pretty good.
And then it would just beep, just be thin and yucky again.
Yeah. It adds volume.
And then I got a wig. I have nightmares about having a wig.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, just about like somebody figuring it out or
whatever? Yeah, or just like it was just a pain in the ass.
Yeah. See, like that's, I think how you ended up feeling about that, like
how
it's
you
too
feel?
Much, it's kind of how I am when I got to do stuff to my hair. It's like, it's not worth it.
Do you know how happy I would be if I found out at some point that this whole time you've been wearing a wig?
That would be a great move.
It would be amazing.
So I mean, that would be such a long play too.
Yes.
Yeah, he's getting it cut all the time. He's getting new ones.
Getting a new one.
Yeah, getting a new one a little
every
longer.
6 weeks.
Tough to do that with the bully cut though.
You know how I afforded my wig?
Took
out a student loan in law school.
All righty then.
Yeah. Smart.
Hey, the money's there.
Might as well use it.
Take advantage.
Yeah. Why not? When I do have dreams that I have hair, I celebrate. I mean, I could be in a room full of naked models, and I wouldn't care in my dream. I'm just running my hands through my hair, and I'm shaking it out.
I like how you clarified that in my dream.
Yes. And then it's just like when your teeth fall out in a dream, and then you're so, but it's the opposite. I wake up, and I put my hand through what I think's going to be my hair, and it's just all skin. I'm like, yeah.
Oh man, I have those whenever I have a dream about when, like, I have a ton of money, like I want to. I can't remember one I had. I was like literally bags of money around me. I'm like, this is the best. And I woke up, I'm like, oh dang it, that's not fun.
Darn it,
gosh darn it. I had a question. If you had a task, now I know it depends on the task, and I know it depends on the person, but in general, you have a task that you need to be completed, and you have two friends, one's 30 and one's 60. Who are you giving the task to? Just, that's all the information you know.
So we're not judging whether it's a physical task or anything? Okay.
No.
The 60.
I guess I would choose 30.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Bojangles, how about you?
It really, it massively depends on the task is the problem. Like,
flesh it out.
Well, I mean, just being frank, if it's something more modern, technologically based or something like that, if I need...
You're not asking me to build a website.
If it's something that, like, installing something technical like that, I'm probably going to the 30-year-old. On the other hand, if it's something more like...
An old train set?
Building a shelf. If it's working on a car. If it's something that requires a lot of experience, not necessarily knowledge... Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But yeah, you think 60-year-olds are dumb.
They're more experience-based than knowledge-based, I think, a lot of the time. Like, my dad knows how to do all, he can do anything in the entire world, and he's never learned any of it. He knows how to, you know, his trade was air conditioner repair, so he knows that backwards and forwards, but he can fix cars, he can fix, you know, he can build stuff, like, he can just eyeball something and just kind of figure it out on his own. Hmm. And I would trust a 60-year-old with that a lot more than I would trust a 30-year-old with it. But if it was something like, you know, like I said, like if it was setting up, you know, electronic stuff or installing, you know, electronics equipment, something like that, or anything involving computers or whatever, I'd probably lean towards the 30-year-old.
You know, we had, We had electronics like 50 years ago, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know a lot more 30-year-olds that are better with them
TJ
than 60-year-olds.
TJ says, old people are only good for building shelves. I'm dead.
Look, I need a shelf.
It was an honest answer.
Look, you guys are building the shelves better than the 30-year-olds, and the 30-year-olds are building the websites better than you are.
So what task would you give to me? Because I can do none of those things. I can't build shelves.
I
can't do anything technological.
Maybe like driving me somewhere, but like under supervision. Okay.
Under supervision.
I would have
with
I
Rachel could, in the sidecar.
I would trust you to build a shelf. You could build a shelf.
No.
I think
Dave's like, no, I can't.
Now,
all
are
he
we,
talks about is how I can't build shelves.
Well, hold on. Are we doing this together?
No.
Oh,
you're
well,
passing
it's
the
kind
ball.
Of a difficult thought experiment because I don't think like I need a 30-year-old for this. Like I just don't think in those terms.
You would think of a specific person.
You
probably,
think of
right.
a person.
Right.
I yeah. think, oh, Dave would probably be really good at this, or Rachel would know how to fix this if I had this problem.
I'm still waiting to hear.
I was
going to
say, what's
really
the task
at?
That Dave would be good at? For
you know what, Dave?
You know, very successful.
You know what, Dave? Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. If the task involves any kind of talking or interaction, I'm going for you. You know how to talk. You know how to interact with people. If I need contract negotiation help or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good one. There
no
you go.
No one's offering me a contract.
You found a good one. No, but you found a good one.
But no, that's what I would come to you for, like, that sort of, like, intangible kind of stuff.
You're not wrong.
Like,
you're not wrong.
You maybe can't build the refrigerator or whatever, but if I need to negotiate a price with the refrigerator guy.
Build a refrigerator.
But if I need to negotiate a price for someone to build it, I know who to talk
there
to.
There you go.
There
that's
you go,
good.
Dave.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
But I think that what's fun about the exercise.
What we figured out is I'm not your go-to guy 99% of the time.
Yeah, but
that's what we figured out.
Let's be honest, though. Is that how you want it to be?
Well, but also.
Because that's how I want it to be.
If I'm only good 1% of the time, but that 1% never happens.
Yeah.
Like, when would you ever have a talking task?
I mean, it's enough. Advice, negotiations.
I'll tell you this. I'm looking at the rest of us, and I'm having the same thought. I'm like, what's anybody looking for me for?
Rach is good.
Ask him, am I doing?
She's multi-talented.
Rach is good.
Rach is good.
Rach is good.
Rach is good.
I will figure out how to do it or find someone who knows how to.
Yeah.
For real.
You can put stuff together, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what? That's another one that you're good at. You're good at finding the person who can do it.
So if I
know a ton of people.
So in other words, Dave, you'd just be the middleman.
Like you might not if I say I need help building a shelf, you might not know how to do it, but you know TJ's story is going to come build a shelf.
TJ says if the world ends, Dave is screwed. Literally, because I'd be walking the streets. That's all I'm good for. Trade you for a gallon of gas, sir.
The fun part of this is though, it shows you though that how much individual, how much the context matters for what you're going to ask someone to do.
Yeah.
Because everybody does have a different skill set. So he wouldn't pick an age group or you wouldn't pick, I don't know, man versus woman, tall versus short, unless you're talking about reaching something on top of the cupboard.
But then also, as we're thinking through this, to me, most tasks you ask someone to do are not intellectual.
Good point. Yeah. Help me move, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Wheels just said you wouldn't think of man versus woman. Have you guys seen like the online memes and debates about how people don't want men to be their Instacart shoppers because they feel like men don't do a good job and don't care?
Hey, I'm a great shopper.
This man wouldn't.
Oh, really? I'm a great detailed shopper.
You would care if it was Instacart, though.
Why?
Because you're getting paid for it and you're getting judged and graded for it.
That's the people pleaser part.
And that's like more of an immediate thing.
That could be.
Yeah. Like you have a list and you have the little old lady sending you a message on the app going, oh, please don't forget the special brand of cheese that I want or whatever like that. And the people pleaser part of you would come out and you'd go, oh, I got to get this nice old lady her special cheese.
Probably true.
Yeah.
And you would care more about it when you're getting paid versus like if you're at the store for yourself and you're just like, I don't care, get whatever.
Yeah.
Good talk.
This is fun.
Rach is good.
Yeah.
Welcome back, DGSKMOX. You know what I was thinking last night? And please don't take this as making fun of losing the Pope. I was a very big fan of the Pope. But we got to stop letting J.D. Vance touch stuff. He's not on a good run.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Major awards, holy fathers.
Eye makeup.
eye makeup, eyeliner.
What is the deal with that?
Oh, you guys don't think that's just his lashes?
Well, I mean, like, his eyes got darker, like, around them.
There are people who are like that.
He had his glam up. No, he didn't like look that like that
from,
before.
Like the guy from Lost, Nestor Carbonell.
Go look at the before and after. They did. He did something. When he grew the beard, he did something with his eyes. I don't know if it was on purpose. I don't know if it's eyeliner. I
love
know
how
he,
passionate you are about
dude,
it.
Dude, I don't
I
know
don't
what
know
it is.
If
he,
it was on
and by
purpose.
The way, I do think he looks better the way that he does, but I mean, it's just, it's weird.
Maybe he tints his eyelashes.
Could be. I don't know. But I know this. Go look at a picture of him from 5 years ago and then look at him now. He's that's very different. And some of it's better in a good way. Like, I think the beard works for him. I think it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking at a lot of pictures of J.D. Vance.
Just saying, man. It's been a thing. You guys haven't seen this? It's been a thing all over Twitter and TikTok and everything. There's always been a thing about it.
Google J.D. Vance outfits through the years.
Well, I know he's proud
of the gallery.
He does have pretty eyes, and there was like a rumor when Trump had first picked him to be VP that he was like referencing J.D. Vance's beautiful eyes, like his beautiful blue eyes, as part of the reason why he picked him. Okay. So maybe he really is like tinting his lashes to try to play him up.
Maybe.
I don't blame him. I've been saying for years. I don't know why guys don't do that more.
You got to dance with the one that brung you. That's what got you the VP.
Batting his eyelashes at him. Trump's like, I can't resist.
Man, at this point, he has a really weird F. Mary kill.
Yeah.
You saw the meme?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw
it. That was pretty mean, but, you know, when you're in that position, you're going to take some mean shots.
Yeah, people say mean things.
I would feel bad if you're a normie, but you're not a normie when you're at those positions. It's fine.
How odd to be one of the last people to see the Pope.
Yeah, that is
I mean, what a
weird
coincidence.
Yeah. He was like probably the last guy the Pope ever met.
Yeah, you're right.
Was J.D.
No, he didn't meet anyone else after J.D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A life that culminates in you becoming the actual Pope, the voice of God on earth.
Hearing that he gave him shade, but I've not heard what kind.
J.D. did?
No, that the Pope gave J.D. shade.
Oh, I hadn't seen anything
about
that.
Yeah, I just keep seeing like headlines, maybe they're clickbait, but I just keep seeing headlines that he basically said he wasn't like a great Catholic or something like that, or he should be nicer, or he had beautiful eyes.
I went to heaven and nobody knew you up there.
That was a great glow up. That's what he said.
You are on fire today.
I was talking to Jesus, and Jesus was like, I don't know that guy.
TJ says, real question, not trying to be funny at all, but if Rachel runs the board, what does Andrew do?
That's what we're all trying to figure out.
It's been 15 years, TJ.
Don't draw attention to it, TJ.
Drive slow in the left lane.
Sometimes he just leans back in his chair and looks out the window pensively.
Yeah, I just look morosely at the rain. Morosively.
I think that guy played hockey for the Soviet Union.
No, I do all the tech stuff.
Like the podcast. And
yeah, no, I do all the podcasts, all the editing, all the stuff with the advertisements.
And he produces the show.
Right, yeah, right. I make sure the log runs on time. I get all the schedules and guests and
Books
stuff
together.
Books the
guests. Yeah.
Keeps all the calendars.
And most of your work's done outside of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Undercover kind of stuff.
Yeah. This is on my list.
DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Gorgeous day out there. People ask a lot on the stream and like, what do you guys talk about on the breaks? Rage, can you tell them the last thing I said to you? Not about the charity thing, but the thing I said about my body.
That you're more regular these days.
Since I stopped taking Dulcolax every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we talk about.
It's good to know.
Intimate stuff.
Hmm.
You pretty regular, are your wheels?
Yeah, like a freaking clock.
Man, that must be nice.
Of course you are.
Sometimes too regular.
Why wouldn't he be?
I don't know. I just eat a lot.
Even your bowels are perfect.
Nah, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go that far. They're just on time.
I had another thought last night. My many thoughts I'm having. You know how we get to throw out first pitches?
Yeah.
You and I have both done it.
Yep.
It's an honor.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Nope.
What if, instead of throwing out a first pitch, you got to hit a first pitch?
Boom. That'd be even more fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Most people would miss it. It'd be like, you know, the batting practice we took.
Yeah.
You know, 40, 50 mile an hour ball coming in there.
Yeah.
But every now and then, someone's going to hit one.
Yeah.
Why don't they do that?
They haven't had a great idea like I had.
Why don't they have first pitches and first, like you pitch to me and I hit it or whatever?
They're not going to let you mess up home plate.
Nope.
They're not going to let anybody get in there and screw up the chalk lines and do any of that. When we do that, you know, even on the BP, they put a mat down so you're not actually on the dirt, right? Because they don't want you messing it up.
Or if you chose, you could get hit by a pitch.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
Now the ceremonial hit by pitch would be awesome.
I mean, not like a 93 mile an hour.
Why not?
Because we're babies.
Oh.
Tiny babies.
That feels like a less good idea than the first hit.
No, that's way better.
It'd be kind of fun.
Oh, I think the crowd would laugh.
I could take a Miles Michaelis to the ribs.
Michael Myers. That's still 93.
On a good day. I'm going to have to meet Miles.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
So, yeah.
He's a good guy.
I need to see that side of him.
He's just got to throw better pitches.
I'm sure he's as concerned as I am.
I'm sure he is. He's like, you know, I got to meet that Glover guy.
You know things are not going great when you look at the athletes on your baseball team and go, maybe I should meet them and just see if they're good guys.
What's wrong with you?
Maybe I could just like meet them and just like, you know, if I know he's a nice guy, I'll feel differently about things.
You know, honestly, I guess sometimes it doesn't change how you evaluate a performance, but it does change how you view that individual.
Yeah.
Versus when you know they're a jerk versus when you know they're a good guy.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, your performance is what it is. I mean, that my job when I talk baseball is to talk about what is happening and not about who the person is. It's entirely about what's the performance.
Okay, spell the T. Current members of the Cardinals staff and team that you think are jerks, go.
I wouldn't know. I'm not in there like Matt Pauly. I'm not in there like he is now.
So what does Matt say?
Yeah, what does Matt say?
Who does Matt hate?
He seems to like everybody.
Matt loves spilling tea,
but then
tea,
Matt's
though.
Also the nicest guy, so kind of, you know that that's kind of, he's looking through a positive lens because he's a positive guy.
You know, another thought I had last night, what's going on right now with Hegseth, of course this is what's going on. Of course it's a mess. Of course it's chaos. And do you know why? Because Trump just hired a more handsome version of me. We just spent a whole segment at the top of the show defining that I'm only useful in about 1% of situations that rarely come up. And to run the biggest organization in the world, one of the most important organizations in the world, he tapped the weekend guy on Fox News. And now everyone's like, I don't know how it went so bad. I know, because I'm one of those guys. We're useless.
I think you could probably do a better job than he's been doing.
No. The same kind of things would be happening. You see the second one? Did he send out another signal chat?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because if you don't get in trouble for the first one, why would you get in trouble for the second one?
Well,
it's fine to use signal, apparently, right?
The only way that it could add up is if Trump gets tired of it. You know, Trump gets tired of stuff.
Yeah.
And if Trump gets tired of taking Pete Hegseth calls all the time, he may make a change.
I mean, I think the hard part with this is he does have a fairly significant amount of years serving in the military. But so do thousands and thousands of other people who are also not qualified to have this job. I mean, having that experience doesn't qualify you to be Secretary of Defense.
Well, I have 25 years on the radio. That in no way, shape, or form means that I could go run the FCC.
Yeah.
I think that's a good analogy.
I mean, I've played baseball and covered it for 30 years. If they named me the manager of the Cardinals, people would lose it.
Exactly.
And rightfully so, because I'm completely unqualified. The difference is I know that. Although, I got to be honest with you, if they offered it, I'd say yes.
Yeah, sure.
I can take that paycheck.
Yeah.
That's a good race.
I'd try to run the FCC. I'd run in the ground.
Yeah. Look.
So I'm not necessarily blaming Pete for saying yes, although to a degree, because it's not a baseball team. It's, you know, national defense.
3 months with that salary before they find out how bad I am at it and they kick me to the curb, I'll take that.
Yeah. It's a lot of dough.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's all fine.
Sticking with sports for a moment, another thought I had. I have lots of thoughts. What do you guys think is the best sports position in sports?
Like, is it fun?
Yeah, or the most glamour or the coolest? Is it being the quarterback of an NFL team? Is it being a goalie in the Stanley Cup chase?
Are we just talking like at the highest level, just in life? Just
yeah.
In life? Just
both. You can go either way you want.
Because when you're the quarterback, you're the big man on campus from the time you're 14 until forever.
Yeah. So being the high school quarterback may be the best position of all time.
I mean, you're the rock star. Look, man, like so you go to you if you play, even if your team is even just kind of crappy, everybody goes to the football game on Friday night. Thousands of people there, even at crappy games. And if you happen to be on a good team in the right place, there could be thousands and thousands of people, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10,000 people at your games. You know how many people are at a high school baseball game? Like 4.
Yeah.
And that's if your dad could get off work for the afternoon. Like, no, I could not have paid my friends to go to one of my high school baseball games. Not one.
Yeah.
Not one in 4 years ever went to one of them because nobody cares.
It's kind of turned into a Kevin thing.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's why quarterback's the choice.
Casey says, how about the owner?
The owner of the team?
Yeah.
Eh, that's not as fun as actually playing.
Yeah, I think kicker would be pretty fun, right? On an NFL team?
Oh, no.
I mean, you don't have to do that much.
No.
No.
Ask
you
a kicker.
Fool.
No, ask a kicker.
You clod.
How kickers and punters get treated.
Really?
I mean, a lot of times they're just ignored.
I don't care about that.
Well, but also, when they screw up, they get destroyed. They absolutely get destroyed.
A lot of pressure.
Yes. So you only have, you know, one specific job, you know, kickoffs and field goals or punts. But that time you miss the last second field goal, the game's over. Your action lost it, and you're going to take all the heat for it.
JR says the best position in sports is a switch hitting utility infielder that might have to play twice a week.
Disagree. Yeah.
Specific.
If we're going to go like
maybe
lowest,
that's what JR is.
No, the worst part of it is being a high school catcher and your dad doesn't go to your games.
No, my dad went to all my games. If you go to if you want,
if you have red hair and
if you want to talk
you
about
can't be in the sun very long.
Lowest pressure, highest reward, it's backup quarterback.
Okay.
You don't take the beating. You're making – a backup quarterback makes $5, $6, $7, $8 million a year to not play unless the number one guy gets hurt. And then when he gets hurt, the expectations are low. You're like,
Who was my guy out of Mizzou that was a backup?
Chase Daniel did
yes.
it forever.
Yes.
He made a lot of money and almost never played. Now, I know all of those guys would rather play.
Is he coaching now?
No, he's doing TV. He's great at it.
Oh.
He's super smart, like analyst of college and pro football. But when you're like in the position where the expectations are going to be lower, even if you get in the game, like, it's a backup. So you're not facing the pressure and you're getting paid a ton of money.
And your dad shows up,
you know, like a utility infielder. He's not making that much money. Generally speaking, he's making minimum or million or two, and that's a fine job, but the backup quarterback's probably the best one if you're talking about lowest pressure.
But his dad loved him.
What? Yeah, of course, he's a quarterback. Everybody loves quarterbacks.
Rach, how about you?
Mm.
What do you find the most intriguing?
Being like a star tennis player.
Oh, there you go. I forgot who I was talking to.
I think that would be really, really cool. Because it just takes so much like mental togetherness to be in that position. I just really admire
it. It's individual. So you're just depending on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like being a kicker where you have 3 seconds to do your job.
Yeah.
When you're playing tennis, you've got all day.
Well, it's all on you though. You're not letting anyone else down.
Yeah.
You let yourself down, but you're not, you know, you don't have 11 teammates going, "Damn it."
Yeah.
When you miss a shot or whatever.
Yeah.
That's one thing that's always I never played a lot of individual sports. Not for any particular reason. I just wasn't drawn to them. I just liked the team sports. But like that always felt attractive. Like, you know that whatever you do, it's just you. It's your responsibility, but it's also like, you know, you're not carrying anybody. You're not carrying any expectations for other people either.
Yeah.
I love to watch like compilation videos of people just having meltdowns on the court
yeah.
because it is just you.
Yep.
And it's like, man, you got no one else to blame. There's
yeah,
nowhere
right.
to turn to. And sometimes the meltdowns can be very disturbing and sometimes very funny.
Is that still a thing, more of a thing, less of a thing than it used to be? Like growing up, tennis to me was people having meltdowns.
Yeah, it was McEnroe.
McEnroe and Jimmy Connors.
Yeah.
People still get hot from time to time, like Francis Tiafoe, who I used to really like, but he like told the referee like to F off, and it really bothered me.
It's
like you see little moments like that, but not really as much. It is different nowadays because they can talk to their coaches now or like talk to the box, basically, whereas in the past you weren't supposed to do that.
Mm.
So there's a lot more communication going. But then like last year at the U.S. Open, I think it was Wimbledon, I can't remember – But Coco Gauff, who I love, was arguing with her coach like throughout her set and did really bad. But it's like that personal level of it that makes it so interesting to watch to me anyway.
Yeah.
There's a
this
lot
is
of
kind of a team sport.
Oh, totally.
Oh, sure.
What we're doing.
Yeah. Well, that's why I tell you guys it's totally different, and it was a real change going from solo shows to working with three other people.
Yeah, and I did the opposite.
Or two other people when it was Ron and Amy.
I've only done solo shows when I filled in for Glenn Beck, which was in front of a million people. And I loved doing it. Like, Glenn and I were buddies, but I hated doing the show. Because I was just by myself. The rule was no one else could crack a mic.
Right.
So my producer would be in there with me, but I could, if I got stuck, which I do, I couldn't just say like, hey, Andrew, blah, blah, blah.
Nope.
That was rough.
Been there. But that's a thing that I think it's easier if you start that way and move the direction.
Yeah, because you build muscles that you don't build in team radio.
Right. Mm. And I also think it's a lot easier maybe because I didn't do it, but I think it's easier in sports to do it because there's just a million things to talk about. Like, they're, you know, depending on the time of year, when I was doing national radio, I mean, I had NFL, college football, college basketball, NBA, NHL, Major League. I had everything available to me if I wanted it.
So much of my social stuff as a kid and a teenager with sports.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad I had that.
Yeah. I think it helped. I mean, again, there are other versions of it, right? I mean, you know, so my sister wasn't into quote-unquote sports, but she was into dance, which is a sport. You're athletic. You're with a team. You're
competing.
I was
into dance.
Yeah.
Lessons.
Yeah, you were given dance lessons. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. You should be home, but you're not.
Welcome back, DGS KMOX. Gorgeous day. You want to hear a list of some things that people are 100% brainwashed into believing that they need, but they don't?
Yes. All right.
To carry a water bottle around and drink water all day long.
No, that's not true. I need mine.
That's the cult of water is taking over. I mean, they are striking left and right. It is a huge problem in this country. People who think they just need to drink so much water all the time.
But, you know, she's sitting right there.
I guess it's better.
I'm aware. I know exactly. I know what these drinking water.
But you're supposed to
I'm
drink
thirsty.
Water.
Mm-hmm.
Hers thirsty.
She heard the word water and was like,
yeah, sounds good.
Must drink water. You. Must consume liquid.
I mean,
it's cult.
Pretty much.
What if the words came out and said hot dog and there was a hot dog near?
Ooh, ouch.
Now I don't mind
flying
if I do.
Flying a little closer to the sun there.
Don't mind if I do.
People are simply brainwashed into thinking they need
a
hot
dog
with them.
Number two on the list is hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs at ball games. Brainwashed.
But I must have a hot dog.
Number two is to carry hot dogs everywhere with them and eat hot dogs.
Now that would be hilarious. Everyone has their Stanley Cup.
Had a holster of hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and screw my Stanley Cup and take a whole hot dog out and start eating it.
I had a hot dog for dinner last night. It was quite tasty.
Tell us about it.
How'd you make it?
It was great. It was Kurt grilled them like last weekend, so it's fine. It's fine. They're totally within
yes!
the realm of safety.
Yes.
You better have some more water.
Dude, hot dogs last forever.
They
I'm not
do.
That's no joke.
And they were nice and like well done.
Yeah,
like,
they're
the grill,
they're already
like.
Cooked when you
heat
you
them?
Get them.
Yeah.
I don't know how he heated them up. I don't pay attention.
A lot of trash you got there.
Yeah, I'm just like.
We call hot dogs, you don't know how to eat them up.
Once they're grilled, you can just microwave them. It's fine.
He left them on the sun for a while.
Yeah,
and
that'd be okay, too.
Yeah, he put them on the hood of his car.
Yeah.
Drove around the block.
Yeah, that's fine.
Warmed them up in a Stanley Cup.
So how'd you have it?
With red mustard. What? Yellow mustard and onion. It was quite tasty.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a bread girl or a bun girl?
We did bread because we were out of buns.
Yes.
But it was really good.
That's one thing, being from the east side, right?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Any piece of bread, totally fine.
Yeah.
No problem.
I don't like it when the buns are too
fluffy.
Thick.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it's like, I'm eating mostly bread here, folks.
More things that we're convinced we need and we don't. Fabric softener.
Yeah,
really?
I don't use fabric softener.
Why don't we need it?
Doesn't say, just says fabric softener.
Your fabric's soft enough.
Hmm.
Butt implants.
I don't think, I mean, I have not personally been brainwashed into thinking I need butt implants, but maybe this is like a problem for other people.
Do people think they need them versus want them?
Closing the tab for butt implants on my computer.
Yeah.
Butt implants, how much?
Rachel's like, I don't need a butt implant, but there may be some other people.
Maybe some people.
I've never been like, oh, I'm not. Society some is people, brainwashing
some of
me
the flat assed out there may.
I'm Googling, does the Walgreens clinic do butt implants?
If Andrew came in with a BBL next week.
Like when Squidward was handsome?
Yeah. I'm not going to LA for my brother's wedding. I'm going to, you know, I'm taking time off to recover.
Cosmetic surgery.
To recover from all my cosmetic surgery.
Expensive weddings. Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And expensive funerals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what the Pope did. I love that move. A wooden coffin. I don't know what a triple coffin is, but evidently the other pontiffs are in a coffin, in a coffin, in a coffin, like a Russian doll. And he just like, one coffin, wood, lined with zinc, and I don't want to be in a crypt. I want to be buried under the ground in not a famous place. What a guy.
Isn't it crazy that the job that is meant to be not glamorous, you know, doing things for the poor, you actually have somebody that doesn't care about the glamorous stuff.
And it became so glamorous over the
I know, that's what I'm
centuries.
Saying. And hopefully any new pope will be shamed into also doing that and not
well,
going back to
I think he appointed 80% of the cardinals.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll be like-minded.
Yeah, I mean, that's the right attitude for that. You shouldn't be, like, living the life.
Yes.
I mean, you already are. You're in a palace. You know,
you're,
like,
you're a pope.
But you don't need to be wearing the fancy bedazzled shoes and, you know, triple coffins and any of that stuff.